Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 5, get wisdom. Get understanding. Verse 7, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore what?
Get
wisdom, and with all your
getting,
get understanding. What's the emphasis here?
Get it.
The Christian's supposed to have some get it in them. Some get up and go get it. And get after it. Huh? In them. Absolutely. We're supposed to fight the good fight of faith. Right? I remember years ago I was trying to encourage a lady concerning her healing. I said, you know, the Bible said fight the good fight of faith. Resist the devil. You got to resist this thing. She said, Brother Keith, I'm just not a fighter. I'm sorry, but I'm just not a fighter. Well, that's not okay. When it comes to these things, you got to be a fighter of the good faith fight, right? You must be aggressive to possess your blessings. You must be aggressive to resist that which steals, kills, and destroys. How many know if you try to be kind and soft with the devil and you go, now, Mr. Devil, you leave me alone and I'll leave you alone. Okay. You know what he'll say? Sure. Sure. Deal? Deal. And then when you turn your back, he's going to nail you. I've heard people say, oh, don't say that very loud. The devil might hear you. Do you think you can lay low and he won't notice you? Do you think that you can be friendly and buddy-buddy and he'll let you slide and not try to harass you and bother? No. So you might as well just get up.
Yeah.
Right? And speak out.
Yeah.
And not be afraid.
Amen.
Because beside all that, he's been stripped. He's been defeated. He's been brought to naught and under your feet. You have authority over him. That's why the Bible said when you resist him, he'll flee. He'll run. He'll run. So we must be aggressive, not against each other, not against people, but against the things that destroy and kill. And we must be aggressive concerning possessing the land. How many know that the Israelites that God delivered out of Egyptian bondage, they had to have some gumption about taking the land, didn't they? The first generation failed and got old and died out there in the wilderness, wandering around in circles. Why? No get it. Exactly right. They didn't have the get it in them. Remember, we talked about last week, Mark 11:24. Jesus said, what things soever you desire, sit in the corner and sing Kumbaya and pray the Lord notices you. No, no. What things soever you desire, do what? Believe is very specific. People say, well, I believe in God. That's great, but you got to go beyond that. I believe he's good. That's great, but you got to go beyond that. Believe what? Believe that you receive them. And he said, you do that and you'll have them. You'll experience them. You'll enjoy them. You'll see them. You'll feel them. But first you got to what?
Believe
that you receive them. Now, if you look up that word, in fact, in other places in the same King James Bible, that Greek word is translated take. T-A-K-E. Take. So what's he saying? Believe? Believe that you take it. And you'll have it. You'll see it and enjoy it after you believe you take it. You got to lay hold of it with your spirit. Just like laying hold of it with your hands, you got to lay hold of it with the hands of your spirit. And embrace it to yourself and say, it's mine. I've got it now. I've laid hold of it. Right? And don't let anything deter you or discourage you or wear you out, you hold fast to your confession. Well, among the things we're to get, what are we to get according to this passage? Get wisdom. Get understanding. Everybody say, get it.
Yes.
Well, if you hadn't been with us, we've launched out to get it a few weeks ago, right? And we're getting. I said, we're getting.
Yes.
I've had some light on wisdom myself just since we've begun. Have you got any?
Yes.
I'm getting light. I'm believing my faith is to increase much in wisdom and understanding. You know what that means? That means you quit doing dumb stuff.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
How many are all for stopping doing dumb stuff? Are you? Anybody ever done any dumb stuff in the past? Yeah, you don't even have to raise your hand. I know you have. Can doing dumb stuff cost you? Some things you can recover from pretty good. Other things you can't. It ain't all right to be foolish and to act a fool. It can cost you. How many know there's a lot of people that it cost them their life acting a fool? It's sad that there's a lot of, you know, stunts that kids pulled and teenagers pulled just acting a fool, trying to impress each other, and they're not with us anymore. They were cut off in their young life. That's not the will of God. But one thing is not, you know, anybody can do something dumb, but it hasn't been emphasized in every home and in with mothers and daddies setting examples of the wisdom of God that we all are to walk in. It hasn't been emphasized in many churches. And so people have not grown up. I mean, I'm not talking about you, I'm talking about me. I did not grow up with wisdom being held up before me every day. This is wisdom. Get this. Understand this. And the Word says this and the Word says that. So we have much room we can improve on. Right? In this area. Thank God that we can grow in wisdom to the point where we just don't do some of the stupid and dumb stuff that other people do. And we're spared all the tragedy from the result of that that other people go through. What if you were led by the Spirit all the time in everything? Would your life be different? If you were, now get this, if you were led and I was led by the Holy Spirit every moment of every day, we would never make a mistake. There's no such thing as Spirit-led mistakes. Right? Well, if you make a mistake, don't get discouraged. Learn from it. And say, I'm growing. I'm not going to do that again. Get wisdom. With all you're getting, get understanding. Now, we said that to be foolish or to be a fool literally means to be dull, heedless. It has to do with lack of insight and lack of foresight. The fool is unaware. The fool just does not know what's going on or where things are going or where they came from, just unaware. Wisdom, the word for wisdom, literally means skillful. Skillful. You can have a lot of knowledge and be a fool. Did you hear me? Just because you know a lot of stuff does not make you wise. You can be able to rattle off all kind of statistics and quote all kind of reams of information. That doesn't mean you have any wisdom. And just because you have a lot of knowledge doesn't mean you have any understanding. See, he said, not just get wisdom, but get what? And we went into a lot of detail to see they go hand in hand. Understanding and wisdom. Knowledge is being aware of something. You find out about something, you know it exists, you know it's there, you know it happens this way. Understanding is knowing the why and how of what you know. I mean, we talked about this before. You came here in a car, most of you, and you know there's an engine in that car. You might know what size it is. You might know if it's a 8-cylinder or a 6 or a 4. But do you understand how it makes its power or how the transmission shifts? Most people don't. But then there's some people that do. They not only know it's a four-speed, but they understand how you get from first to second. They understand what's happening inside there. Well, wisdom is something else. It's not knowledge, and wisdom is not understanding. Wisdom is something else. Wisdom is the skill of knowing what to do with what you know and what you understand. And it's from God. And it is something you develop in. You become, if you practice at it and you're hungry for it and you reach for it and walk, you know, endeavor to exercise in it every day, you'll become more and more skillful in wisdom, in knowing how to live according to God's standard. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Listen to, go to Ecclesiastes. You're there close by. Go to Ecclesiastes, the 8th chapter. And to me, this is a good definition of wisdom. Ecclesiastes 8. Ecclesiastes 8:5. It says, "Whoso keeps the commandment shall feel no evil thing." Obeying God protects you. Now, what does the next phrase say? "And a wise man's heart discerns both time and judgment." Listen to the Amplified. "A wise man's mind," here it says, I like the phrase heart better, I think that's more accurate, "discerns both time and judgment." The NIV says, "The wise heart will know the proper time and procedure." One thing it'll help you down the road of wisdom, and I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit, but we'll back up and pick it up again, is to realize that you're not supposed to say everything you know.
Amen.
Let's go over that real slow. Say it out loud. I'm not supposed to.
I'm not supposed to.
Say.
Say.
Everything I think.
Or everything I know.
Now, if you just got that one thing and did it, acted on it, it changed your life.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled "The Words of the Wise," you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1602E. That's R-1602E. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.